Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us once again for Believing Together. We've been talking about forgiveness of sin this week, and I wanted to take one of our podcasts this morning and kind of explain, even technically, biblically, what forgiveness of sin is, how that takes place in our life. And many of you have heard me refer to this reference before in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah is just such a wonderful book, gives us so much literally a doctrine and things and biblical worldview, biblical prophecy, all kinds of things. And kind of it states who we are through the coming Messiah. And in chapter 1, verse 18, it says this, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Now, I've shared this at church before, but if I can, sometimes I think we can even use science. We can use logic and different things sometimes just to try to help a person understand the forgiveness of sin. Now, I'm not saying that things have to be logical. The Bible's built on faith. There's a whole lot in the Bible that's not going to make logical sense. It's not going to have necessarily scientific proof. It's just faith about God said it. That's what we believe. But I mean for a person to be able to look at a biblical principle and understand it through something else that they understand, many times that helps. And this verse, Isaiah chapter 1, is an interesting verse. It tells us that sin has a color. And at least, I believe, of course, the Bible is just being literal here, but even at the least, it's illustrated here as a color. It says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." So he's saying this, though your sins are scarlet, which is red, they shall become white. Though they're red like crimson, they shall be like wool, which is white. So the forgiveness of sin is this principle that your sin is one color, and because of the forgiveness of that sin, it becomes a different color. Now, to a person that doesn't understand the Bible, that sounds like an odd principle. Like, what in the world are you talking about? Well, in science, you have a scientific principle that when you look at a certain color, through that same color, it cancels out the original color. Let me illustrate that. What we've often done, my dad for years, and I did even in evangelism, our calling card or business card you had was made out of red cellophane paper. It was kind of see-through red, that it was real dark red, but you could still kind of see through the card. And what it means is that if I had a lineup of five guys and five of them had a red shirts on, four of them had red shirts on, and one of them had a white shirt on, and I held up a piece of red cellophane paper, like maybe you'd wrap a fruit basket in or something. If I held up a red paper and I looked, all five of those shirts would look like they're the exact same color, because looking at a red shirt through red paper cancels out the color. It doesn't look red. It makes everything look the same. So the biblical principle here of God's forgiveness is the fact that our sins were scarlet. They were red like crimson, but with God's forgiveness, they'll be white. They'll be like wool. What does that mean? It means our sin, which is red. And here we are guilty. We're sinners. We have no way to get to God because of his holiness. But when Jesus came and died on the cross, the Bible said his blood covered our sins. So here's my sin that's red, and God can't look on my red sin. So Jesus, when he died, shed his red blood, covered my red sin, so that God the Father looks at my red sin through the red blood of Jesus Christ. And because of that, it turns it white as snow. It's an illustration. It's the fact that our sin is something that God couldn't look on. But because when Jesus' blood was shed, He is now looking at our sin or the lack thereof through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what used to be seen very easily as red is one of the most visible colors there are. Our sin is as scarlet, but it looks white as snow. It cancels out. You can't even find it through the blood of Jesus Christ. So a wonderful principle. And may I say that if you have maybe a friend at work, you're really trying to explain some things, you know, get you a little bit of an experiment together. Get some red cellophane paper and line something up that's red with some other things that are white. Lay them there to look through it, and you can see that they don't look any different whatsoever. And it's a good way to teach this principle scientifically of what the Bible teaches by faith, and that is that our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. And because of that, God sees our sin no more. God bless you. Let's all be thankful for forgiveness today. I hope you'll join us tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.